Slideshow Season 20, Episode 34, Super Tuesday, 2024, March 5th. I'm putting my shoes on. It's like, why don't you have your shoes on, bitch? I don't know, my feet were itching. All right, anyways, yo, Super Tuesday, here we are. Garvey's ahead, bro. You know, Garvey's ahead in California, California Senate. You know, it's looking good for Garvey. I've said what I said, and from this point on, we can only hope for the best, bro. You know, I mean, obviously, he's better than any candidate that's on the left. You know, Katie Porter fucking thinks pedophilia isn't even a crime. You know, Barbara Lee wants to fucking push for fucking $50 minimum wage. These are Democrats now, by the way. And, you know, they do this virtue signaling, and this is something that we've seen in the Democratic Party. You know, they pander, they do what they do. They try to act like they're there for, you know, the minority people. And, you know, I mean, this is what, this is like typical playbook here, bro. This is a Democrat Party playbook. You know, last night, there was some things that surfaced around Charles Barkley. You know, Charles Barkley says that anybody that's a black person who is wearing a Trump mugshot t-shirt, he's going to physically assault them. And, you know, he was on his CNN program, far left CNN. And he does this show with Gail King, who is, I don't know, she, whatever, it is what it is. I really don't want to get into her right now. But, you know, he said he wants to physically hurt people who have he would physically do it. And, you know, I mean, this is what, you know, first of all, you know, let me just say this about Charles Barkley. He's like, I've kind of always respected him, because he's just one of these dudes who just doesn't really care what anybody says. And, you know, I view myself in the same way, where, you know, I think as people, we should be able to speak what we want to speak. We talk about how we want to talk. And, you know, I mean, I definitely think that, you know, as people, you know, we should be able to have views that go against, you know, I guess, you know, certain narratives or certain, you know, what's expected, you know, like me with the Israel stuff. You know, a lot of Republicans and conservative people, you know, they kind of get into this whole, you know, let's be politically correct, let's not talk about Israel, and people are controlled. I don't think Charles Barkley is controlled to that, to a certain degree. But, you know, the fact is, you know, Trump, you know, when we look at Trump and we look at black entertainers and we look at black celebrities, you know, these people were, you know, fans of Trump for many years. You know, rappers were going to Mar-a-Lago, you know, and, you know, this is typical, like, drinking the Democrat Party Kool-Aid. And, you know, I mean, the reality is look around, bro. You know, Charles Barkley needs to look around and see what's going on in the world. And, you know, you need to look at the economy, you need to look at gas prices, you need to look at foods, you know, grocery prices, you need to look at all around. And life was better under Trump, 100%. You know, I will criticize Donald Trump on the things that, and I need to criticize him on, you know, just from a very open-minded, free-thinking way. But when you see these celebrities who talk about, oh, I'm about to move out the country, you know, that's like the most ridiculous thing a fucking celebrity could say. You know, when you see these celebrities like Charles Barkley and, you know, just all these different people with all of their fucking, like, you know, they're using race. They're bringing race into the fucking fold now, which you can't, because, you know, this was something that we talked about like a couple weeks ago. You know, there was a campaign video of Joe Biden eating fried chicken with a black family. Now, if Donald Trump did that, you know, it would be called racist, you know, because that's what they like to do. You know, so Charles Barkley is, you know, doing what he's doing, then, you know, he's going to do what he's going to do. You know, I mean, I did applaud him recently, you know, during the NBA All-Star game, which was I don't even know if you want to call it that, because these things are not what they used to be, NFL Pro Bowl, NBA All-Star game. You know, I think the MLB All-Star game is probably the best out of all of them. But, you know, during the NBA All-Star game, you know, he was criticizing, you know, San Francisco and saying, you know, that's where homeless thugs are and, you know, calling it for what it is. So, you know, I mean, it's just one of these things where I just feel like maybe he got pressured to say this. Maybe he's being urged to say this. But the reality is when you look at Trump and you look at everything that's going on 2024, 2023, 2022, 21, you know, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, you know, the establishment fears Trump because he opposes a lot of what they're trying to do. And, you know, I mean, this is going to be happening, bro. It's going to continue to happen. And I'm just going to be like a spectator. You know, I'm not dick riding. I'm not going to dick ride no politician. Even the Garvey shit. I said what I said yesterday about Garvey. And, you know, but hey, you know, if he's a Republican, then, you know, fuck it. I'm going to roll. I'm rolling, bro. I'm rolling. You know, we rolling. Slideshow season 20 episode 34 on a Tuesday, Super Tuesday, bro. Super Tuesday. So, you know, that's what's going on out there. You know, Bob Melvin, who is the new manager of the San Francisco Giants, has decided to implement a new rule as the new manager of the San Francisco Giants. He says everybody needs to be in the dugout and they need to stand for the national anthem. Bro, that's absolutely great policy there, bro. You know, standing for the national anthem is very important. I think that anyone that kneels for the national anthem is disrespecting the troops, the people that fight for the country, people that put their life on the line. You know, my cousin did two tours in, you know, Iraq, you know, came back, seen people die, seen people come back with limbs missing. You know, you got these soldiers that come back with PTSD, and they do it for the country. You know, they do it because they love the country. They want to fight for the country. And then you got these overpaid celebrities, these overpaid LeBron types, who Kaepernick, LeBron types, who feel like they want to disrespect the flag, they want to disrespect the country because of some things that happened in the news. You know, so, Bob Melvin, he said that it's not a political stance, and you know, fuck it, bro. You know what? Quit being a little bitch, Melvin. Quit being a bitch, Melvin. You got to put it all out there in on Front Street and say it is a political stance. We want people respecting the flag on this team. And, you know, I mean, this is a big difference between the previous coach, you know. Now, let me give you guys a little backstory real quick. You know, I grew up a San Francisco Giants fan. You know, I was a big fan. My uncle used to work for the team, rest in peace. You know, I was a bat boy for the San Francisco Giants as a youngster. You know, I was around the team. I was around, you know, a lot of things. I had even the 49ers too. You know, as I've grown older, you know, I even have a San Francisco Giants tattoo. It's the only tattoo I got. You know, I just realized that, you know, this woke sports is all sports is woke sports. You know, and I stand firm on that. You know, I'm not going to be fucking talking about like, oh, all sports is woke sports, and then, you know, turn around and be at the games or whatever, you know. But the reality is, you know, these, the previous coach, this guy by the name of Gabe Kapler, woke ass fucking guy, bro. Woke as fuck. You know, when we talk about soy boys in the Democrat Party, you look at him. You know, this guy refused to come out for the national anthem after the Uvalde shooting. Remember the Uvalde, Texas shooting? Yeah, he was like, I'm not going to come out for the national anthem. I'm not going to come out for the national anthem. And, you know, this is just the problem with liberals and, you know, people that use the national anthem and use the flag to protest, you know, because it's like, what are you doing, bro? Like, that had nothing to do with anything, you know. So he was all up in his emotions and shit like that when he did that. During 2020, when the whole George Floyd thing happened, you know, he encouraged other players, liberals on the team, little faggots, you know, to kneel. And he kneeled, and they was all masked up, and they was doing the thing, and they was, you know, they was doing all that. So, you know, it's a big difference with Melvin. You know, Melvin's been in the Padres organization, he's been in the Athletics organization, and, you know, these things aren't, like, new. You know, when you look at Bob Melvin as a coach, as a manager, you know, he's definitely been firm on the national anthem. And, you know, players that have decided to, you know, oppose it, you know, he's said things along the way where people kind of criticize him for it, but not me, you know, because I think everybody should be standing for the national anthem. When that national anthem is going, I think it's one of the, you know, this is one of the greatest countries that exist, you know, is the greatest country that exists. And, you know, so, I mean, it is what it is. It's good mentioning, as far as Major League Baseball as a whole, you know, they're part of the woke agenda. They're part of the problem. When we look at everything that's going on in wokeism, from Bud Light to, you know, all these things that are going on, you know, it's they're still, you know, a big problem. You know, as far as the Democrat Party and how they pander and what they did years ago at the All-Star Game when they took it out of Colorado and, you know, or they took it out of, what was it? I think it was in, yeah, they took it out of Atlanta is where they took it out of. And, you know, these things, it was a strictly political move that they did. You know, you talk about baseball, you know, people who grew up watching baseball, you know, baseball is like, and football, like, and like, I don't like I said, you know, when, like, this whole Melvin thing, like, it should be, like people should be standing, you know, people should be standing, people should be paying respect to the flag, people should be paying respect to troops that are no longer here, people should be paying respect to troops that come back with limbs broken off, and, you know, all of that. But, you know, I don't really care about politics, you know, really, you know, I mean, because they were doing the they did like serious political shit, bro. I mean, when we talk about Major League Baseball, you know, this is a league that is like definitely part of the problem. You know, does this Bob Melvin, growing up a San Francisco Giants fan, growing up, you know, season ticket holder, you know, used to go to the games 2010, 2012, 2014, when the Giants did 3 years in 5, you know, does this make me want to go to a game? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because the reason why is because when you look at Major League Baseball, they are all bought and paid. They are bought and paid by the woke agenda. You know, ESG scores and everything. A good example of that. See, what people need to understand is, see, people get wrapped up in sports teams. You know, they think like, oh, it's like some fucking separate organization from the next sports team. And, you know, people get in, oh, Giants, Dodgers, oh, Braves, oh, Yankees. But the reality is they're all under one umbrella. And that umbrella is Major League Baseball. And Major League Baseball is bought and paid by the woke agenda. You know, they make these players put pride shit all over their jerseys, you know. And this is supposed to be America's pastime. You know, that's not, I didn't hear the memo that this is America's faggot time, you know. So, I mean, just last year, you know, San Francisco, the Dodgers, you know, they brought in an anti-Catholic organization. This wasn't a pro-LGBTQ organization. This was a anti-Catholic organization, an organization that does these little stunts mocking Catholics, and, you know, they used it. You know, a lot of people weren't even in the stadium when it happened because people were so disgusted by it. You know, but this is what it's about. See, it's not even about like what, you know, the owners want, or it's all about the ESG. You have to do this. Part of the ESG scores is you have to do actions like this. And, you know, I mean, you know, I don't see it getting any better. To be honest with you, you know, all of them are fucking bought and paid, bro. NHL does the same thing, you know, they try to fucking, and NASCAR, you know, DEI, they're bringing DEI into the whole fold. Like, yo, like, these people are fucking evil, they're demonic, they're anti-fucking American, first of all. You know, and you know, I mean, it's, I guess it's cool to talk about. It's cool to say, hey, that's cool, the Giants. You know, especially San Francisco. San Francisco woke as fuck, bro. You know, woke as fuck. I mean, this is the same organization that put Vax up on the field. You know, they put Vax up on the field during 2020 pandemic. You know, this is a high... I'm a little bit surprised that all this is happening with Melvin and the Giants. I'm a little bit surprised. I mean, you know, the owner of the San Francisco Giants is a guy by the name of Charles Johnson. You know, this guy's like a lifetime Republican. However, you know, the front office and their marketing and their, you know, all the shit that they do, from their post-game shows to, you know, their pundits, their influencers, the all these fucking insiders, they're all liberal, bro. They're all liberal, and they're all part of the liberal agenda, and they have no problem, like, putting their political views right in front of your face. And I've seen it. I've been watching the post-game show, and I've seen them make comments and shit like that. You know, so a little surprising that this is happening. I think it's good to talk about. I think it's good. You know, and there's no other team that's doing this. You know, there's no other team that's doing this. I mean, there's a lot of teams who have done some woke shit. You know, when we look at the Dodgers, you know, the Mets did something a couple years ago. You know, I'm not really tapped into professional sports like that, but this came across my feeds, and I figured I'd talk about it. You know, but no, I mean, you know, it's all woke. You know, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, that was the name of the organization, the anti-Catholic organization that, you know, did what they did at the Dodger Stadium. And, you know, I mean, we go back to people, and we talk about Christian people, we talk about Catholic people, we talk about, you know, the lack of people standing up, sticking up for things that are being infiltrated on. And, you know, I mean, there was no, you know, that was a big Catholic fan base, too, right there. Los Angeles, you know, Los Angeles Dodgers, you know, a lot of Mexican Americans live in Los Angeles in the greater area, and no one really spoke up. I mean, I think there was a few conservative people that did, like, rallies outside the stadium, but largely no one really spoke up when they had this wasn't a pro-LGBTQ organization. This wasn't like a pride thing. This was an anti-Catholic organization. And, you know, they did what they did, and the MLB allowed it. But I was talking about MLB a couple years ago. You know, basically what happened was during the All-Star game that was supposed to be in Atlanta, Georgia, you know, MLB decided to move the All-Star game out of Atlanta, Georgia, because they said due to the voting rights... You know, just real normie bullshit, bro. And what I mean by that is, you know, a lot of things that are promoted and amplified on mainstream media is normie bullshit. And the reason why I say that is because they say things in a way, and if you're a normie, you know, you just listen to the headline, you'd be like, oh, shit, okay, yeah, oh, damn, they're hella racist down there in Georgia and shit. Basically, what the voting rights thing was requiring everybody to have a valid identification to vote. It being Super Tuesday, you know, what a day it is, you know. So what MLB did was they got heat from the narrative, the mainstream narrative. The mainstream narrative was that it was racist to require black people to vote. Bro, I'm going to tell you right now, I work in a job, you know, I work in a job where, you know, identification is needed like 100% of the time. And you know what? I'm going to tell you right now, bro, black people got IDs, bro. You know, and it's not even racist. And there's never been a situation where I asked someone for ID and they came to me and they said to me, man, that's kind of racist. You know, this is typical Democrat Party. You know, this is what they think about black people. You know, we being conservatives, we want fair elections. We want, you know, secure elections. And you're only going to get that if you have ID. You know, why is that a big fucking deal? I just don't understand. You know, Aaron Rodgers was on Joe Rogan recently, and they talked about a lot of things. Good episode, by the way. I do watch a few different podcasts here and there where I get time. But, you know, that was one of the things they talked about. They talked about fucking, you know, having identification. You know, and it's something that, and so what they did, what MLB did was they moved the All-Star game out of Atlanta. They took it to Colorado, you know, and they were playing the race card, the whole thing. You know, the whole thing was supposed to be racist. It was like, it's racist that you would require black people to have ID. You know how much black people don't even know where the DMV, this is liberals saying this about blacks. They said, do you know black people don't even know where the DMV is? Some of them just are like, so fucking, like they were talking. People don't get it. And people won't get it because people who are on the left or people who pander to that side, people who are, you know, people will say, oh, no, I'm not a Republican, I'm not a Democrat. And then they turn around and they fucking go fucking vote for leftists. Okay, so people who are liberals, people who are on that side of the aisle, people who watch CNN, people who watch MSNBC, you know, they won't ever see it for what it is because they're programmed. They're programmed, and you know what? It's unfortunate, but you know, it is what it is. The Sly Show, season 20, episode 34. How's everybody doing? Super Tuesday. Yeah, man. So Mandy, what was her name? Mandy Cohen? That's the CDC director now? Is she Jewish? Yeah. You know, hey, bro, these people don't fucking, they don't go outside their own. They don't go outside their own. I'm going to put the air conditioner on up in this bitch, man. It's kind of hot up in here. It's feeling kind of cool. I got to get this like David Letterman studio, bro. David Letterman and shit. They said David Letterman used to have like a cold studio. Because he wanted people awake when they was up on this shit, you know. If you want to get people awake, give them a bump of coke before they go up on there, bro. Give them a bump of coke and they're good to go. Drink some motherfucking coffee. All right. Sly Show season 20, episode 34. I think her name is Mandy Cohen. She made an announcement yesterday that she's going to be coming up with the 10th booster. The 10th boost, or is it booster? Is it booster or is it like an actual shot? I don't know. Anyways, it's the 10th COVID vax. You know, and they say this one's going to work. This one's going to work. I know the nine vaccines that we pushed on you people prior to this didn't work. But now this 10th one, we got it. We got it. And you know what? It's all poison, bro. You know, we've seen so many people die suddenly. People don't like hearing it when their family members die suddenly or their favorite famous celebrity dies suddenly. But the reality is you see all these young people dropping dead on soccer fields, sports fields. You've seen it all, bro. There's been comedians literally that have been making jokes about the vaccine on the people who are refusing to take the vaccine. And, you know, they have dropped dead. Big Pharma is not your friend. I'm going to tell you right now, Big Pharma is not your friend. And this is something that we've talked about recently with the weight loss thing that all these females are doing? The Ozempic. You know, it's just causing too many problems. Speaking of that, bro, I'm going to be honest with you guys on some shit right now. So, you know, I live life at the, you know, I enjoy life. I live life. Sometimes I slip away and I was an athlete in high school. You know, I played baseball. You know, I was a baseball guy, man. I was a pitcher, bro. We was throwing. I had this wind up, like, I don't know if you guys remember El Duque, you know. But, you know, so I grew up, like, being in sports. You know, my son's in sports. He's in soccer. You know, I played soccer, too. You know, I've always been, like, kind of, like, athletic and shit like that. But, you know, the last couple years, you know, I kind of gained some weight. So I went back to the gym. And bro, I'm gonna tell you, bro, I ran like 3 miles yesterday, bro. I feel great today. I don't know if you guys are doing such things, bro, but hey, I encourage everybody to get into a real, you know, people. And it's weird, bro, because I go to Planet Fitness, you know, and they say, oh, what do you go to Planet Fitness? Are you at one of these? Are you? You know, they have like the judgment free zone, bro. People are fucking weird over there, bro. You had fucking old ass dudes looking at me all weird because I'm running like 5.0 on the treadmill and shit. All these fat ass chicks walking by me like they look like they're getting offended by me fucking doing like an aggressive workout. Yeah, I'm not doing weights or nothing. I'm just trying to cut some weight right now, man. You know, we're just trying to cut some weight. You see it's getting a little bit fat. I got that fat face, bro. I got that fat face looking like Nutty Professor. Yeah. Sly Show season 20, episode 34. Yeah, so I definitely think everybody should go to the gym because, you know, it's a good euphoric feeling. You know, you got to do intensity workout. You know, people go there and they'll just walk on the treadmill. You see these people walking on the treadmill. Or you see the people, you know, wiping down the machines for like 15 minutes. And then they'll fucking get on their phone, take a selfie, and then get the fuck out the gym. These people are fucking retards, bro. You know. I always been like a self-motivator, bro. You know, I always been a self-motivator. So I'm probably like between now and, I don't know, May, June, you know, we're going to be dropping some weight, bro. You know, I might start looking like it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting seeing these shows. People are going to say, man, what the fuck are you on, bitch? Are you smoking meth again? And I was like, well, I never really smoked meth. I used to do cocaine, but that's besides the point. That's besides the point. Or was it coffee? Or was it weed? Or was it fucking, or was it just doing the show? Who knows? Who knows? Slideshow season 20, episode 34. You know, that's funny that it's episode 34 because that was Charles Barkley's number. Man, what a fucking guy that is. What a fucking guy that is saying he wants to assault blacks for wearing Trump's mugshot. I saw some shit, bro. It's all full on anti-Trump here. You know, it's all full anti-Trump. And as long as Trump doesn't say anything else stupid, you know, you're not going to see like really like me calling him out because, you know, I mean, but if he does, you know, then I'm going to call it out. You know, Kerry Lake, who was the Arizona, you know, see, I'll give you a great example of why you cannot dick ride these politicians, why you cannot, or obviously Kerry Lake doesn't have a dick, why you cannot be sucking on these politicians' tits, is because yesterday morning, okay, I was fucking just minding my own business, you know, doing what I was doing, you know, Kerry Lake made a post about, you know, abortions and stuff like that. And she was like, you know, against abortions. She came out full force, you know, said, you know, I'm all against abortion and, you know, this and that. And, you know, I was like, okay, yeah. That's great. That's based. You know, I mean, especially in today's current political climate of, you know, Republicans kind of wanting to bend their knee like Trump has done. Like other people have suggested that Republicans should do. And, you know, obviously, you know, if you're down for, there was a car that backfired over here, man. It looked like it was like it was shooting over here and shit. You know, so there was, so I walked away from that initial post that Kerry Lake did. And, you know, I was like, whoa, okay, that was kind of based, you know, the way she said that. Because there are a lot of Republicans that are shying away from the topic. You know, and it goes back to the whole Mike Johnson thing. You know, Mike Johnson talks about being Christian and this and that, and he's probably one of these people that will end up bending his knee on the legislation. Because the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, is bought and paid by the Zionist State of Israel. So, you know, and it's Israel law that, you know, they're for abortions. You know, I mean, it's not even, like, up for debate. Like, people in Israel are for abortions. Like, that's fucking Israel law. Anyways, so she does what she says. She says what she says in the morning. And I was like, okay, cool. I agree with that. Great. You know, that's a lot different than what Trump be saying sometimes. You know. And then in the afternoon, she was shilling for Israel so fucking hard, bro. And I was just like, man, see, this is why you can't do this. This is why you can't attach yourself to politicians. This is why you can't expect these politicians. Because they're all fucking, they're all in the bullshit, bro. And, you know, I mean, I ultimately, like I've said, you know, ultimately the thing that matters is good policy being passed and bad policy being terminated. That's it. You know, if Steve Garvey, who is the Senate candidate, who is the Republican, if he gets in there and he starts fucking just going against whatever Newsom wants, then it's a win. Is he bought and paid? Most likely. Because that's how these Republicans are in California. I don't make the news. I just report on it, bro. I don't make the news. I just report on it, you know. That's you know, bro, I'm like the old school fucking, I'm like the old school motherfucking 60 Minutes interviews and shit. Yeah, I noticed they've been putting Chris Hansen on Fox News as a recent. I didn't see him for a few years. You know, he used to have that show called To Catch a Predator. Mm-hmm. It was on NBC and shit. Yeah. They took it off. And I was like, isn't that kind of weird that they took it off? And then I was like, no, it's not weird because, you know, the whole pedophilia thing. You know, because, like I've said, you know, the Democrats look at pedophilia like it's a political issue. It's a political issue. So if you on the left, if you on the liberal left, we ain't going to talk about that because we don't talk about, you know, it was like the Sound of Freedom, you know, with Jim Caviezel and fucking, what's that guy's name? The guy, the main guy that he played, can't remember, but, you know, I mean, that was, it, literally, that's where politics is, bro. See, it's not about right or wrong. It's just about this side or that side. It's like, it's the right side or the left side. That's it. It's not about right or wrong. You know, because look at Lake and Riley. Okay, Lake and Riley was that woman that got killed. Venezuelan, you know, Athens, Georgia. You know, Biden ain't said shit about her, bro. Biden ain't said shit about her. He ain't said not one thing. But, you know, when George Floyd, all that shit happened, you know, they was doing memorials, they was doing statues, they was doing all. See, these people are not about right or wrong. It's just about political narratives. It's all about, you know, and you know, the whole Lake and Riley thing, you know, that was a illegal alien, you know. Oh, Mayorkas said a couple days ago, Jewy, bro. He's a Jew. He's a fucking Jew. Who, name another Jew. Jacob Rothschild. You know, he died like last week or a couple weeks ago. Yeah. You think he's in hell right now for all the shit he did? Oh, hell yeah, he is, bro. Oh, hell yeah, he is. That motherfucker. That motherfucker is not. Bro, he is fucking rotten in hell. 100%. Yeah, I mean, some people just probably, you know, people like that, you know, elites, you know, Rothschilds and shit, they all lined in the JP Morgan Chase Bank, bro. Yeah, that's why it's funny seeing Jamie Dimon, you know, who is the Chase Bank CEO, like, hip Jew, by the way. Oh, yeah, these are the most terrible Jews, bro. You know, there's a documentary. I'm only on the second episode. But there's a documentary called, I want to say it's called Europa. It's called Europa, and you can find it on Amazon and YouTube, and you know, you can find it on Netflix and Peacock, and you know, all the mainstream. You check it out. It's called Europa. Actually, you can't. Actually, you can't find it on any of. You find it on Rumble and BitChute is where you can find it. But it really talks about Jewish supremacy. Yeah. Like, in depth. You know, because there's a lot of people that hear me say certain things about, like, Jacob Rothschild and, you know, Chase Bank and shit. These motherfuckers was responsible for the Titanic. You know, there was a lot of shit that happened with that, with them. Bro, I'm telling you, bro. America has a Jewish problem. It's just one of those things, like, where people need to, like, just come to their senses, bro. I mean, yo, look at Javier Milei, right? Argentina president. He is getting, like, congratulated and all these things by Janet Yellen. Janet Yellen is the finance woman for the Biden administration. Yeah, you know, the one that always says there's not going to be a recession and, you know, the economy is doing great. The economy is doing great under Biden. Yeah, she's Jewish, bro. And he's, you know, he's pandering to that, bro. He's over there in Israel doing what he's doing. You know, wanting to build the third temple and shit. He's like, yeah, we're going to build the third temple because the Messiah's coming back. Meanwhile, in America, you got every conservative and Republican who calls himself a Christian thinking that Javier Milei is just the greatest thing ever. And, you know, I mean, the Javier Milei thing, that was only, people only... See, this is what we're talking about, bro. This is what we're talking about. Normies on the right, normies on the left. Is people only did what they did about Javier Milei because Trump told them to. Trump has a lot of control over the people that really support him. Yeah, he does. You know, they told you to fucking hate Vivek when you had to hate Vivek. Now you like Ron DeSantis. Now you hate Ron DeSantis. Whatever Trump says, you do. There's some real pussies out there, bro. I'm going to tell you, there's some real weak individuals. It's one thing if you can acknowledge that Trump is a better choice than Biden, but the things that some of these people in the MAGA, you know, are just, bro, they're weak, bro. They're normie bitches. There's no other way. So Malay is getting celebrated by Janet Yellen. Janet Yellen is obviously a far leftist, obviously in the Biden administration, obviously, you know, has no problem talking about lies that are being, brewed up through the Biden administration. And Javier Milei is supposed to be a right-wing god. That's the way people have talked about him. And Janet Yellen is over there fucking talking about, yo, he is just the greatest thing for Argentina. No, this is a Jewish thing is what it is, bro. See? This is what I'm talking about, man. I don't think most people will connect the dots on the Jewish supremacy thing. I connect, bro. I connect the dots a long ass motherfucking time ago. You know, a long ass fucking time ago. You just gotta look at the agendas, all right? That's really what it is, all right? If you're willing to approach it, because, you know, I think there's people who see me or hear me talk, and they're like, ooh, he's talking about Jewish people. I don't know. You know, you just look at the agendas, bro. You know, P. Diddy is, like, you know, getting exposed right now, obviously. But these people have been doing this for many years, bro. You know, the things that they're talking about, but, you know, I mean, they're going to get into other people. They're going to get into other people. See, that's the thing about boycotts. Is you have to be willing to boycott people and organizations and things that you love. Some people aren't willing to do that, though. You know, when you talk about Bud Light, people who are into that, you know, they're like, no, I can't do that. You know, sports. No, I can't, like, bro. You know, it's funny when I hear people talk about football and shit. And, like, you know, as far as, like, conservative people. Now, if you're a normie, be a normie, bro. You know, that's what normies do. They watch sports. Bread and circus, you know. But, like, when I hear, like, conservatives give me their reasonings, people who are on a daily basis fighting against the establishment, people on a daily basis who send me memes and, you know, they talk about, oh, I'm so sick of wokeism, oh, transgenders, and, you know, I'm so sick of everything, and then they're, like, fucking, like, super big football fans, and they're like, well, bro, you know, I mean, my family, bro, you know, we was growing up and we was doing this. And I was like, okay, you're not really about it then. You're not really about it. Therefore, not only are you not about it, I don't take you serious. You know, I don't take you serious on everything you're saying. You know, but, you know, people don't want to do that shit, bro. People like what they like. And, you know, people just want to live in that libertarian mind frame, which is what? You know, just let me be me. Let me be me, you know, let me be me. Yeah, that is definitely a liberal stance. That is definitely a liberal stance. Let me be me. You know, they're going to start allowing satanic stuff into schools in Florida. Yeah, they passed a law that's going to allow freedom, you know, it's like a religious freedom in schools and stuff like that. And they're going to start allowing satanic stuff. It's crazy, bro. Yeah, I mean, we just come so far, bro. You know, I saw you see all these pictures. You know, you see pictures from the 1970s. You see a crowded beach from the 1970s. And you're like, yo, what do you notice about this picture? Everybody's skinny. Everybody looks happy. Everybody looks, you know, everybody looks healthy. You know, I saw a picture of Nazi Germany. Or no, I saw a picture of during the Nazi occupation, before the Nazi occupation in Paris. And everybody was skinny. Everybody was looking happy. Everybody was looking fit. You know. people don't realize, bro, you know, I mean, one bad move can really fuck things up. You know, when you look at this Biden administration, there was a video that I saw this morning. It had the transportation guy, you know, the faggot. Yo, that fucking hateful fig. Pete Buttigieg. You know, this guy is a transportation guy. See, when you look at the Biden administration, you're going to see, like, just failures up and down, bro. Like, the whole fucking thing. And, you know, I've felt like at times with the Trump administration, you know, you would see there, you know, the administration is a direct mirror of what the leader is. So, you know, with like the administration, you know, Biden has John Kirby. He has that KJP chick. You know, he has all these people, Pete Buttigieg, you know, Richard Levine, the guy who thinks he's a woman. You know, this is just what the Biden administration is. So Pete Buttigieg was on TV this morning, and he was arguing with some CNBC guy. The CNBC guy was like, yo, there's been like 7 million fucking crossings, legal aliens. And Pete Buttigieg was like, I just, you know, this is just too much. This is just too much, you know, it's not going to, and they start making all these excuses. No accountability, bro. No accountability. It's a leftist way, bro. If you want to be a leftist, guess what? You could do stupid shit. You do fucked up shit in society, whether it be like, you know, online or, you know, you do stupid shit like that. And then when it comes down to being held accountable, fuck no, bro. You could just fucking make excuses up like you a little bitch. You know, it's crazy though, man. You know, I mean, you know, when we look at political left, political right, you know, I am reminded there's a lot of things that are done the same. You know, as far as doxing, you know, like people say, oh, that's a left-wing thing. You know, that became, like, popular with that guy, Sean King. What was his name called? Sean King? The white that thinks he's a black. You know, he was, like, one of these BLM, you know, one of these BLM guys that, you know, just, like, really race-baited people and, you know, just real piece of shit. All-around piece of shit. And, you know, I think he kind of coined the whole doxing. What's doxing? You know, like, someone doesn't agree with what I'm saying on the show right now, so they start finding out where I live, finding out where I work, and then posting it online. You know, there was this guy from out here in the Bay Area, you know, this guy named Trevor, and, you know, he tried to find out where I was working, and he did a few Google searches, and he was like, oh, this guy's sly, oh, he was doing hip-hop interviews back in the day. Like, bro, like, that's not doxing, bro. Everybody knows I used to do that shit, bro. The fuck? But Libs of TikTok does the same shit. She's like, you know, she does the same shit. She's a horrible person, bro. She's a horrible person. And you know, she is one of these people who is a Jew who likes to play identity politics. Chaya Raichik, yeah. She's a horrible person, bro. She acts just like a leftist. The tactics that she does on a day-to-day, I don't give a fuck if she's on the right. She's a horrible person, bro. She is willing to do exactly what the left does. And, you know, it's only a thing because, you know, people on the right claim, like, oh, they're just so different. We're so different because we're right-wingers and we're against transgenderism. Look. Let me tell you this right now, bro. People on the left and people on the right, people who are like really like hardcore into it, bro, they're the same. They're just kind of at a different speed is really what it is. You know, I see shit that people do on the right and the left. You know, like the Lake and Riley shit. Say her name. Say her name. Like there's literally conservatives that are saying that phrase. This was something that was coined by Black Lives Matter people, you know, with everything. And they don't even realize how stupid they sound. Say her name. Say her name. It's like, bro, what are you doing? What are you doing, bro? But, you know, I mean, people, you know, this is the unoriginality that exists. You know, people just, a lot of grifters, bro. A lot of grifters. So Super Tuesday, it's going to be interesting to see what these elections happen. I don't really, you know, I really don't have no, you know, I hope the best for America. You know, I think that, you know, just my political views and just things that I'm into, you know, I'm a parent, you know, I want, obviously, you know, I'm not going to be able to get what I want because I live in California, but, you know, I mean, I just think Republicans across the board, you know, I hope Republicans win today. I really hope they, I hope they win. I hope Steve Garvey, you know, gets in there. You know, it's going to be the, I believe it's the top two candidates. We'll move on to the, you know, the main election. And Steve Garvey, I don't know anything about his political views. I said what I said yesterday. It's a good chance that he's just another California GOP Republican that's bought and paid. I mean, because all of them are, you know, and that's just the way it is. So, you know, we can only hope for the best, bro. Yeah. You know, we can only hope for the best. You know, you got to be like Chet Stedman, bro. You got to be like Chet Stedman. You guys don't know who Chet Stedman is? All right, see, that's where you guys are fucking up. That's clearly where you guys are fucking up. That is the divide between me and you. There, okay, I'll give you guys the fucking thing. I'll give you guys the information on who Chet Stedman is. Back in the day, about 1990, I don't know, it was like 93, 94, there was a movie. It was called Rookie of the Year, okay? Now, the dude, the kid who was in Rookie of the Year, he was also in American Pie, and he was kind of like a bitch in the movie. So, it kind of like, when I saw his character in American Pie, like, I was like, damn, bro, you were in Rookie of the Year. You were fucking throwing, like, heaters. You know, John Candy was in Rookie of the Year. That was a great movie, by the way. Yeah, John Candy was in Rookie of the Year. But anyways, the one of the characters in the movie who was like the washed up pitcher, his name was Chet Stedman. All right, Chet Stedman, who was played by who? Those of you that remember, someone out there is following along. Someone is following along. It was played by I'm supposed to be the movie Biff, bro. He's like, bro, you know movies. You know this movie character. You know this movie actor. He was played by Gary Busey. See? Bro, can't get me. You know. But there was the guy who was like dating the mom of the Rookie of the Year character. This was 90s movies, by the way. And I saw this recently, too. I actually saw Beethoven, too. Recently, and I don't know, that movie like really fucking pissed me off, you know, because I've always been a proponent on 90s movies, especially like 90s kids movies, you know, because these days, you know, when you talk about kids movies in 2024, you know, all they got is Pixar bullshit. Fuck all this fucking Disney bullshit. They putting transgenders in fucking movies and shit in Pixar. 90s was great for movies. But anyways, the stepdad was like, Chet Stedman. I can't stand that name. Chet Stedman. It was, you just had to be there. If you saw the movie, you saw the movie. If you didn't, you didn't, bro. Yeah, I mean, but yeah, there was definitely a controversial one because, you know, in that movie Blank Check, there was a grown woman. There was a grown woman like having a tongue kiss with that little boy. That little boy, I don't remember his name. It's like, you, I thought you were supposed to be the fucking movie Biff Sly. No, I don't remember. But if you've seen the movie Blank Check, yeah. The FBI agent, I forget her name. She was going to die for a while there. She was going to die, and then I don't even know what happened. But she was like fucking like in her 30s or whatever she was, 20s. And she just, at the end of the movie, she has like a fucking, a full-on tongue kiss with that little boy. And that, actually, that was always used as an argument with liberals. You know, in Disney. Because, you know, that's a Disney movie, by the way. Mm-hmm. Used to be into Disney movies, bro. Disney, I'm talking about movies. We're talking about fucking movies. I'm not talking about this Pixar bullshit. Bro, they had this movie, this Pixar movie on at a house that I was at the other day. It was called Sing. And they had all this fucking liberal Taylor Swift, Rihanna shit going on in there. I was like, bro, what the fuck happened to Disney, bro? I'm telling you, bro, Walt Disney's rolling in his motherfucking grave. Who are some people that are rolling in their grave in 2024? Fucking Steve Jobs. I thought he was an innovator. I thought he was doing some things. And these days, bro, if you got an Apple phone, you part of the cult. It's always been a cult, though. It's always been a cult. Oh, yeah. It's always been a cult, bro. A lot of them. A lot of them. I don't have a cult yet. One of these days, people will say, oh, you in the slideshow cult. Or maybe I do, bro. Maybe there's a percentage of people out there that would be willing to fucking, like, you know, what are we going to do in our cult? We're going to fucking, like, talk about government corruption and shit. Yeah. There was, like, this show. I forget what network it was on. It was on one of these streaming apps. And it was, like, people who were, like, breaking away from society and living off the grid. And it was, like, it was funny because it was like real famous too. And it was like a group of people who like were breaking away from society, you know, like kind of like free thinkers, you know, people who amplify, you know, free thinking things, you know, get your own water, get your guns, get your ammunition, you know, fuck the government, you know, kind of like anarchists. So me and my girl were watching this like a couple months ago and I'm like into it, right? I'm like, yo, this is a fucking dope-ass fucking show. And, you know, because it shows people, like, breaking, you know, from reality and starting up there. You know, because you always see, like, all these, like, these memes of people in the free-thinking community where they say, we would love to start our own, like, our own commune. And, you know, we would, you know, we can grow our own vegetables. So it was, like, supposed to be like that. And, yeah, like halfway through the fucking season, they started fucking going dumpster diving behind the fucking like Applebee's and shit. And he's like, all right, today we're going to go dumpster diving. And then they started living in tents, like, in the, and instead of being off the grid, we're just going to use a tent. In our city, in the local city. Oh, so you're a homeless person now. Okay, got it. Dumpster diving. And the dumpster dive. Okay, so on the show, the dumpster diving episode was hilarious. Because, like, if you're not really, like, if you're into the show, you're probably like, yo, okay. Okay, yeah, let's go dumpster diving. And then you're like, yo, wait a minute. This guy's a fucking, these people are losers. And then they show them in the dumpsters. They're like, don't, I know it sounds dirty. I know it sounds dirty, like, you know. And then they're all going through the dumpster, going through, like, shit. Going through absolute garbage. Oh, I found a pack of Skittles. And then they show them eating it. And I'm just like, yo, what the fuck is this shit? I got to get the name of that show. And then, it was definitely a cult. I think it was like one of those things where they talked about it too. They talked about it being a cult. They were like, yeah, man, this dude was like, and they had like a couple people that were involved with the law. And this is all this crazy shit. All right. Slash Show season 20, episode 34, Super Tuesday. We'll see what happens. You know, hope for the best, man. Hope for the best. America first and doing all that good shit. Big up to everybody out there. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on X, Telegram, Gab, BitChute, Rumble, and of course you follow the Slideshow on the website, slideshow.com. All right, I'll see you guys on the next one. God bless everybody out there.